repeat. Please check in Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey November Papa. Landon mobile easily in and out.
KO4 EQP, Josh in Inman. And as far as the rain, it doesn't look like we got a whole lot.
KO4YNG, Wendy. Easley is a funny place. It seems like Anderson is the dividing point, and the weather, when it comes from Atlanta, we don't really get anything. It splits in a half in Anderson, and it goes north or south, and we don't ever get anything. So, seems to be something that causes that phenomenon. And I looked at the weather for the week, and it showed nothing all week here in Easley. But you just never know. Chris Justice is a pretty good newscaster, weathercaster, and we'll see how good he is this week.
KN4 HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Landon, who's mobile in Easley, KG4 WNP. Good to hear you on the radio, Landon. I miss you sometimes. And then I'd like to welcome Josh from Inman, KO4EQP. Thank you for checking in tonight, Josh. Fletcher, I have noticed stuff like that, about how the weather kind of splits and misses some place and hits another. And a lot of times it seems like a dividing line, the weathermen are always saying, is I-85, that, you know, south or north of it, or, you know, however they're dividing things up, you get weather, and on the south side you don't. So it is interesting what causes that.
K4YNG. Well, Wendy, I don't know. You're right about the north and south of I-85. It's funny how that's always a measuring point for the weather. And by golly, it does kind of hover north and south of 85, and we are, 10 miles north of 85, and so when they say north of 85 and south of 85, it means we're either going to get it or not, but our little 10-mile swath seems not to care much about the rain. Y'all were talking about tomatoes, and I just wondered if what you fertilize your tomatoes with. I had a magic recipe with I forget it now, but was wondering what all you put down to make them grow.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. K4YNG, it's fertilizer is a good question for me. My brother recommended Bone to encourage my tomatoes to grow, but I ended up just getting a Miracle-Gro kind of thing from Walmart. My friend, who was able to get me a few of those palmetto palm trees, they're just little baby ones. He got me 5 of those in a little pot and said, here, when you, after every month or so, give him some of this fertilizer, and he'd already mixed it up, so I don't even know what it was, but those those things grow really slowly, I have to say, but it'll be fun to have. He gave me 5, and I'm down to 4. I'm hoping that 3 of them will make it into my yard in a few years when they're big enough to actually go into the ground. But I just went with the Miracle-Gro kind of stuff that you can buy in the garden shop.
For YNG. Wendy, I think that's a definite winner. I took a master gardener course over at Clemson, and they recommended compost and bone meal and some of that stuff from Walmart Miracle-Gro and some other secret mixture that I can't remember, or I would share it, but all of that seemed to make a pretty good tasty tomato. But I think you're right, that Miracle-Gro is a winner. KN4HTP, K4YNG.
This is KN4HTP. Sounds like taking a master gardener class, you'd learn all kinds of helpful tips for taking care of your massive gardens around your house. Well, or small ones, depending on what your style is. But, a lot of times I learn the hard way and try and grow tomatoes without and have hardly any harvest and then think, okay, why am I doing this? Which is why I started turning to people for tips, and sure enough, I became more successful. So it's great to hear ideas and tips from other people, especially when you've had the opportunity to enjoy a Master Gardener class.
Well, it was a long class, and they gave you a Master Gardener degree from Clemson at the end of it, but I learned a lot because most of the people in the class were little ladies who had been gardening all their lives, and they knew more than any of them could teach the class. They knew more than the instructor did, and they shared all of it, and made me feel pretty humble.
KN4HTP. I find that it's true that a lot of times the best knowledge is combined from the practical and the experience, in addition to the classroom setting, that the two combined really round you out much better.
K4YNG. Well, I had a terrible experience the last couple of months. I put down $500 worth of sod in the backyard and had a guy come over and fix the irrigation settings. And by way of explanation, I'm in a wheelchair, and I can't climb up against the wall and get around and do stuff like I used to. So I have to depend on other people. But this guy didn't turn the switch on. He had it set for 3 days a week, 20 minutes, and it never came on. And in my water bill, the irrigation system showed that no water came through the line irrigation system in the month, and I lost all that sod. So I found another very competent group that came over and fixed it up and got it going last week. So hopefully some of it will come back, but I may have to scratch it up and put some seed in there to make it work. I've got fescue in the back and zorgia in the front. The backyard is what I lost. So there you go. K4YNG.
KN4HTP. That's really disappointing to lose that investment in the sod. I know that sod is thirsty stuff, and it just doesn't make it without extra water. And too bad we didn't have one of those weeks where it rained every day. So I'm disappointed for you that you lost that sod. Hopefully you'll get a lush green backyard by the end of the summer, whichever direction you decide to go to solve the problem, but that's very disappointing.
My yard faces, the backyard faces with the trees and the water. If it rains the gully washer, it'll get there, but I don't get a lot of sun on it, so that's why I put the zorgia back there. The front yard gets a lot of sun, and the zorgia looks kind of like a golf course, so I don't cut it real short, so it survived okay.
N4HTP. I was wondering why you had selected different varieties for your back and front, and now I know that shade does make a huge difference, doesn't it, in how well your lawn can grow in and how much you can enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm sure there are a lot of experts listening that could give us all a lot of advice on how to make a cantaloupe taste more like a cantaloupe, and whether a big boy or a better boy is the best one that they've had success with. It's kind of a toss-up for me. I've tried several different ones, and I have to watch out for those little green worms that get on the things. If you don't pick those off on a regular basis, you're in for trouble. K4YNG.
N4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I've noticed that I have, my tomato plants are clear. They don't have anything bothering them, so they're doing well. But my rose bush, the leaves, something loves those leaves, and it they turn blotchy black every year. And the roses bloom, and they look fabulous, but pretty much by the end of the season, the leaves are totally gone. And it's just the stems with the roses, and then I, cut the roses off after, and they bloom again. But those leaves, they just don't make it, and I haven't checked to see what I'm, what I need to do to fix that. Do you happen to have any ideas for the rose?
K4YNG. Well, I use a rose spray that comes from Lowe's, and there's a rose dust that you can sprinkle on them that helps with that mossy-like fungus that helps to control the whatever gets on those roses. I'm not sure, but spraying them seems to help the most for me. I like antique roses that smell. The aromatic roses I have to order from the catalog, because the ones in the big box stores, while they might be pretty, they don't have any aroma in them. So I get these old-timey aromatic roses. that survived, I forget which hurricane it was, but this lady grew roses, and she only had like one variety that that survived, and I ordered that one, which will be ready to deliver after the warm season. And I thought maybe if it would survive a hurricane, it might be that it would survive my backyard. It was a Patty something, and I'd have to look in the catalog to give you the name of it. But my favorite is a mermaid rose that is an old-timey rose that's kind of a creamy yellow, and it smells just wonderful if you get within 10 feet of it. Okay, 4YNG.
Comment.
And 4HTP. Go ahead with your comment.
Hey, Wendy, this is KO4EQP. Josh, this year we've had a problem with Japanese beetles eating our roses, and they've also got in our garden, too.
Those Japanese beetles move around the country, or are they just here and then gone for a couple of years and then back? Have you had trouble with those before?
The first year we've been here about 5 years. This is the first time I've had problems with the Japanese beetles. But we've bought some bags from Lowe's and hung up in the yard, and it seems to catch them, but I've never seen this many this year, KO4EQP.
Trouble with those Japanese beetles a couple of times up in Indiana, but I haven't, they haven't been a pest to me down here yet. So I'm happy for me and sad for you over that. Too bad that makes it harder for you to enjoy your yard and your roses when there's so many of those beetles around. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'm going to take this moment to check one more time if there's anyone who I've missed for a check-in or a comment. Please call KN4HTP.
KN4HTP, please check in. KJ4HA. And please check in my wife, Robbie, R-O-B-B-I-E, KJ4KOX, Greenville, no traffic, no comments.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Jean and Miss Robbie, KJ4HIA, and KJ4KOX. Thanks for staying up late with us, Mr. Gene. I'm glad you're able to check in. It's nice to hear you on the radio. All right, I'm going to go back to my K4YNG, my friend Fletch here. Do you have any more comments or gardening tips for us?
KN4HTP and the group, K4YNG. No, it's time for me to turn out the zapper and head on in to the house and find a good movie to go to bed with. So I got in here late, and you just do an outstanding job, better than your husband ever did, of course. But I enjoyed being with you tonight, and hope you have a pleasant week. KN4HTP and the group, K4YNG, wishing you all a pleasant evening.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you, Mr. Fletcher. I really enjoyed visiting with you. It was nice to hang out here on the radio and just have a pleasant, relaxing chat. So I appreciate it. I'm glad you were up late, too. All right, is there anyone that would like to check in or has a comment? Please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let's see. I will submit my net report electronically. And I was testing before the net, and it did work, but I am going to test it after I close the net to see if I can get it to work again. So I'm not confident yet in my ability to accomplish that. But for your information, we had 53 check-ins tonight, and great discussion. Thank you to everyone for gathering around the radio and taking the time to check in and to listen in. This is KN4HTP, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, with our thanks to everyone for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73, and good night.
HTP, thank you for a good net, Wendy. KK4JBQ.
Mary, I appreciate that. I'm glad you were in it till the end.
Pleasure. Kind of a rare thing. Enjoyed it. Have a good night, Wendy. 73.
Thank you, Mr. Larry.